thinking aloud. Let's take some time to be grateful of the small things in life. Let's have a thankful Thursday. First off, again, let's all take a moment to appreciate that our internal organs don't itch. Secondly, when someone asks for directions and you actually know the answer, you feel kind of heroic. Or perhaps finding the perfect gift for a friend and seeing the look on their face when they open it. Or hitting the big note while you sing along in the song in the car, also feeling a bit heroic. Perhaps it is that time where you said you'd pay for the evening's meal, but that one guy shoves your car out of the way so that he can be the big hero of the dinner. Thank you. And you're welcome. And last but not least, thank you for Ryan Gosling from the movie La La Land. It's another day in the sun. Goodness for Ryan Gosling. I swear that was on the list on the internet. And it's not me. I didn't say it. All right.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. It's so funny. That's how they ended their list. But it is interesting. Oh my gosh. Have you ever thought of all the places or all the surface that your skin is covering? I mean, thank God nothing inside itches. Ugh. Can you imagine?
But sometimes something inside does itch.
Does it itch?
Well, I thought so.
Do you ever feel it? Have you ever felt it? Like your stomach, your internal organs.
I suppose it can't. It doesn't have the nerve endings. Or do they?
Right?
I just feel like there's been times where I've been like, where is that itch? Like you're trying to itch.
Is my appendix itching?
Right?
Wait, I took it out the other day.
But yes, thankfully we don't have any itches on the inside of our body.
Have you ever, were you ever asked for directions before? Especially here in Korea. I don't know why. I don't know if I really do look Korean. But, I mean, when I would take the subway, so many ajummas would come up to me and would ask me questions. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I would know. Like, thankfully, I would know where they were going. I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, 여기 가면 우회전, 좌회전, and 가르쳐줘요. And they're like, oh, 감사합니다. I'm like, Mike, do I look? But I feel like, ooh, yeah, okay, 올라가.
Oh, like, yeah. I'm kind of jealous.
Really?
I wish people would ask me for directions because sometimes they'll turn to me and, you know, they're going to be like, oh, is this going to go to, you know, this station?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know the subway station well.
Yeah,
so they,
right.
You know, they quickly get to the door and then they turn to me and they're like, oh, ego. And then they turn to the other guy and they right. ask, like, is this, and he's like, you know, when Koreans ask each other, like when they're strangers,
uh-huh.
sometimes you get the ones who are like, no matter who it is or what they're asking, they're kind of like, stranger, don't talk to me.
Right.
You know, and then I feel so bad. And then I want to, like, you know, approach the person, tap on the shoulder and tell them. But then they're like, oh, I go.
They get scared. Oh, a foreigner. But yeah, it is true. And sometimes I want to be like, okay, I think I got this. And I actually asked another group of foreigners because they seem like a bit lost. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, do you need some help? And they're like, no, we're fine. I'm like, okay. Sorry. Okay, bye. But yeah, those are the kinds of things in life where you feel... Yeah, oh, thank goodness I know the city well enough to help people. And the same goes for belting out that song in the car. Mm, especially when nobody's around. But sometimes you wish that somebody was around because you sound kind of good.
Wait, thankful that you can hit that note by yourself in the car? That's
yeah.
so sad.
Or in the shower. I mean, in the shower, your neighbors can hear. They certainly can.
When I'm in the shower, I'm just, oh, I'm glad this water's hot.
But, oh, yeah, hot water.
Yeah, I'm not really thinking about, like, wow, I'm so thankful that these shower acoustics hide the imperfections of my voice.
That is true, though.
Right?
Like the echoey sounds in the bathroom.
That's why we love to sing there, isn't it?
So good. We're so good. Also, when you are going out to eat and it's a group of people, you feel like, yeah, it's my responsibility. Yeah, I should. I mean, I haven't for a while, but I think it's upon me to, yeah, cover the meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, say, I got this one, you guys. And then out comes Bobby from nowhere. He's like, no, this is, you know, I got this.
And then you're quickly like, okay.
No, you try a couple times. Just a couple more. Not too strong, not too aggressively. And then all of a sudden, he's the hero of the meal.
And then you're jealous. You're like, I was... that was supposed to be me.
Right? So it's no, kind of a thank you and a you're welcome at the same time. But then again, I mean, if you really did want to, I mean, sure, there are times where you cover the meal and you're like, thank God I have the amount of financial stability to be able to cover this meal for a number of people, even if it's just one person, a cup of coffee for one person.
Okay, one thing that I really agreed with, though, is perhaps finding the gift for a friend and seeing the look on their face when they open it.
Yeah. Birthdays, Christmas.
That's a good feeling. I'm not a good gift giver. And so I just don't want to be around when they open it. But, you know, because when they are, you know, they open it and they're kind of just like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thanks.
But you can tell on their face, you know, and then, but I don't know, what are you thankful for in that situation?
Well, you're thankful that you got the right gift. Like, oh, thanks for liking it.
Oh, sure.
It's amazing because you go through quite a bit of trouble. A bit of a hassle to go around and look around, you know? It's a lot of effort.
Maybe, too, it's partly just sitting back and being thankful for being able to experience the look on that person's face.
Sure.
Or experience overhearing that person singing in the shower and you get to giggle to yourself as you laugh at the notes they didn't hit.
Maybe you're in the next car right next to Lee kind of singing that song.
Sure.
Maybe you could roll down your windows and both of you could have a heart-to-heart.
Here's James Blunt. There are times when I don't know where I stand.